Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load.
Can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear.
And we might read it on the air.
The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack. Tickle it.
I love the way she says,
You'll like the way she says, mail's in.
Mail's in. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is how you can email us and ask us things and feedback. Constructive criticize or just bring some straight up heat.
Oh, you want the heat? I don't want the heat.
I want the funk.
Funk is what you want. Okay.
All right. So I have to edit this. Edit this for radio purposes. The language.
Oh, it's a spicy one.
Fat Boy is blanking up what a simp really is. A simp is a dude who will do anything for a female, but the female isn't into him. Dude knows it, but he keeps doing things for her, hoping he will have a chance with her. But in reality, she's just using him because she can get the dude to do anything she already wants. And that comes from your friend and mine, the Grand Rico, Rico Dukes.
We're going to have a conversation because the way I understand it is the female's reciprocation or lack thereof has nothing to do with it. That the guy is going to exhibit the same behavior, whether she's into him or not.
So if she is into him, let's say they're married, like they're really married.
Yeah.
And they really love each other, but he's one of those that will go get her coffee before she wakes up or does he...
Oh, hell yeah.
Or leaves her notes around the house. Or
pumps her gas for her.
Yeah, that. Just like overkill.
Oh, my God.
That's a nice guy.
If you're riding bitch and you get and you go, your wife goes to get gas, you don't get out and pump it for her?
I usually get the gas. I'm just saying, like,
you're such a chauvinist.
When you, I know. See, if you do too much of this stuff, you're setting back the lib.
Oh, no, you're not. You can't let a woman breathe. I realized I never pumped my own gas when I was married. He always took care of me.
Paige would love a simp, I feel like.
I would love a gentleman.
But I trust Rico's. I mean, for reasons unbeknownst to me, I trust Rico's conclusion here.
That hurts. Rico, you're driving a wedge in the show.
A simp.
Right down the middle of it.
Is a dude who will do anything for a female, but the female isn't into him. Dude knows it, but he'll keep doing things for her, hoping he'll have a chance with her. But in reality, she's just using him because she can get the dude to do anything she wants already.
Is he saying you're a simp?
So if it's
no, it was the conversation of what was a simp.
Oh.
Say the chick is into him. So he's not a simp, even though it's the same behavior, same actions?
I know. Is it like, what's the difference between her having his balls and her pocketbook? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, if you are a so-called simp and she's clearly taking advantage of you, then you're you need your cojones given back.
I didn't know you spoke Mexican.
Okay, huevos.
How about speaking American for once?
My frijoles.
Basketballs.
Hot plates.
Like, you know, if it's, I make a joke about it, but like, you know, getting something for your wife while you're up, that's cool. But like, if you're like way overkill on the stuff, you know, unexplained gifts here or there.
God.
You know, blowing up her ego when her friend's probably really right and you don't want to tell her that, you know.
Aww.
Cowtown, some would call it, you know.
Doo-dah.
Okay, so really?
Simping ain't easy. I've seen the shirts.
Simping ain't easy.
So what's the line between a dickhead and a simp? Oh.
Women don't want the simp. They want the former.
What makes you think that?
Oh, like everything I've seen, you know.
You say you want a bad boy?
Yeah, that's a good example.
Like how far of a bad boy?
We talk about like double murders, like
no,
like, he's got humpteen mugshots.
He kicked a dog in the face.
No, if you touch a dog, I will. That's like a deal breaker. I'll hit you.
So you're talking about like a littering type of bad boy, maybe not paying a ticket.
I like them that they have their own life. They do their own thing.
I paid that.
They're not like calling me all the time and bugging the hell out of me.
So I can't tell where Paige is in her, like, you
nobody
know,
knows where I am 24 hours a day. And that's a good thing.
I mean, like, in her sexual evolution at this point in her life.
There's like, no sexual evolution.
What are you evolving to?
Because I can't figure it out.
What do you want to figure out, fat boy?
I don't know if she wants another serious relationship or if she wants to, you know.
I don't think she has time for another one.
Not right now. Not till I graduate.
She wants to go out and slay it.
Not really. I don't know what I want.
I think because women know they can do that at any point. They could always just go out and slay it.
If I wanted to, I can get laid every hour on the hour.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine that power as a woman?
I could just like any idiot out there.
You're like I dream a weenie.
I can just say yes. Meet me. I'll do
Your nose. One's going to pop right out.
What is that power like? Like if you just wanted to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to swallow every sword that swings today. And you could easily do it.
And the medieval games are in town.
But you don't do it.
You don't do it.
How do you not do it?
I haven't done it in 8 years.
What is that power just to not
use it? Wow. We were talking about how could we pose that question weeks ago, Fat Boy and I were like.
We couldn't legally figure it out.
Legally, we didn't know how to ask you. We didn't have to.
Nope.
God.
I'm waiting for someone to love me.
That's such a woman answer. Don't you want to get stuck like a pincushion?
I did get stuck like a pincushion, and he lost 2 seconds.
How many batteries
a month
do you go through?
None.
Oh, solar power. Gotta watch out. It might be too hot going in.
Hydroelectric.
My gosh.
Hydroelectric from Paige.
And I've gone out with people that get jealous. I went out with this guy for a little bit, and he was like, oh, you're doing this. Well, generally when I'm doing that, it's with my girlfriends. I'm not with a guy.
Scissoring.
So here's my question. Is that guy being insecure, or is he testing it? Is he kind of throwing it out there to see how you'd respond?
You know,
like, does she like being controlled?
I don't have time for games. Either if you want to be there, be there. That's all I have to say. Like, I don't want to know what he's doing, if he's thinking about me, blah, blah. I don't care.
Do you think subconsciously that first time that you give your body to another man? I'm serious. That you're going to think that
he's talking
and
to you.
I'm drawing this from Sanford and Son, the great TV show. Where Fred often had a hard time, baby. Dating Donna and the others because he felt as though Elizabeth would be looking down on him saying, Fred, how could
that
you
do
that?
That is a good point because I did go out with someone. He's like, I don't want to be constantly compared to your ex-husband. He's not my ex. He's my, you know.
I never thought about that wording.
I know, dude.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm not, you know, and I date
plus,
people.
Can we change the term widow? That's just sounds
like,
it,
you know.
It sounds like they're a witch.
Sounds lethal.
And like a black widow.
And see.
Not like in skin color, but like, you know. Come on, man.
There was a time where I had to get rid of all his things, except a few things.
It's a superhero, too.
Because it was a trigger that made me feel sad.
Absolutely. I get that.
So I wouldn't really talk about him that much. And now it makes me laugh in the old times. It makes me feel good to talk about him. But when it just happened, I couldn't. It just was hard.
He should have asked if he was the first since. Because the first guy is going to get compared. But not anybody else
after
the first.
You know, like I'm not comparing. They'll be different people. I'm not, oh, Chris used to do this, or we used to go to this restaurant.
It's been 8 years and 14 days.
It's not that sad, though.
Since you gave your love.
Oh, God,
to
that
me.
Song. Chris Cornell.
Just read another email about me singing too much.
I know. I love your singing. Keep singing.
The album comes out next week, Paige.
So good.
It's dropping on tunes.
I'd buy it. I'd be your first fan.
By the way, today's mail sack brought to you by Paige's Underwear, the real support system of the show.
Yes. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Do I have time for another?
Let's take a break. Then it'll give you more time on the back end.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you time on your back end, buddy. When
we
come back, what was our phone number doing on a sign at this guy's work? Or is this a lady's work? This name I can't understand.
For a good time call?
Oh, maybe. Why was our phone number on a sign at this business that this man or woman worked at? I'll read that email. Also, I'm going to read this email about... Man, this right here is what segment last week you think got the... Well, you know, Fat Boy. Paige, what segment last week you think got the most responses as far as one particular segment goes, email-wise?
Oh, I would say the guy that called in and said his wife is not that attractive.
Close! That was number
two.
That's
a good answer.
The first one was hickeys. So we're going to read some hickeys and emails about ugly wives next.
Oh.
The Rise guys, you know, they're pro.
Whoa.
They're like, hey, no, okay. You're wrong, pal. The Rise guys at AOL.com. More sack next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, I didn't know until the other day who sings this song. I've heard it for years and did not know. Do you know, Paige?
No.
It's called To Live and Die in L.A. I figured you might be your anthem.
Oh.
Not from L.A.
This ain't Pac.
No. It's freaking Wang Chung. The guys who did Wang Chung tonight.
Dance Hall Days?
Yeah. I love this song. In
that's
the dark
good.
Of the night. By the way, I heard back from the Grim Rico.
Rico.
He said, you know I was listening, LOL. Pump C came up with the term simp, so I know what I'm talking about. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. Pimp C, not Pump C. Damn autocorrect.
Pump C. Oh, my God. Dude, this sounds like something that will be on Friday the 13th. Kind of sounds like Jason Takes Manhattan, that song.
God, I wonder if it was in it.
That's something very similar.
Similar? You're thinking of the Alice Cooper song.
To live and die in L.A. It's the place to be. You got to be there to know it. Yeah, yeah. It's not this song, though.
It's also used on the John Mulaney show.
Oh, my God. That is great. I'm only two episodes in.
Try to tell you.
I knew it was funny already, but, you know, the fake commercials where they just talk to people about random stuff is great.
It's like Chappelle's show for white people? Is that fair?
Yeah, maybe. Plus, when they had Cypress
it's
Hill.
It's nothing about race or anything, but I just mean, like, it's more just kind of like sketchy,
yeah,
talk showy. It's pretty fun.
How about Cypress Hill doing hits from the bong, explicit, like the dirty version,
with a symphony?
Yes,
that was pretty badass, man. That was pretty awesome.
God, that's a great show.
All right. Yeah, it does smell like something burning in here.
Somebody burnt like a brown trout, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
Somebody burned a dookie.
Yeah.
Did you burn a dookie?
I think somebody just warmed up something in the microwave.
I have rice.
Did you just warm it up in the microwave?
Yeah.
Ah, well, your rice smells like doo-doo.
Is it brown rice? You know what I'm saying? No. You got dookie rice.
They're real dirty rice.
They're real dirty.
Real
it's
dirty.
It's just rice.
Okay.
If I come to your house, I'm not going to catch you heating up a hot loaf, am I?
Probably not.
All right. I don't see streaks in your microwave.
God, do you know what I just found? I found out that I have a self-cleaning oven the other day. I had no idea.
I got one, too. You know how to use it, though?
It just turned itself on and cleaned it by itself.
No, I hit the button by accident, and the damn thing started doing it.
It would freak me out if I had a self-cleaning house.
I've cleaned this before.
You got lucky because some you can't turn off when it starts.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go until it's done.
But you know what it does? It gets so hot that you just have to wipe it out.
It burns everything down.
Yeah, it just burns it down. It's like a wipe. Oh, man. Okay. Here's another email for you. You guys are going to love this. So my foreman just put a sign outside his office that says, complaints, call 864-241-4318. No joke.
That's great.
He either has no idea what he's done or he knows exactly what he's doing and just handed you some pure gold. If you get a bunch of calls from Anderson this week, it might be because of this. Either way, I figured you'd want to keep an ear out. Something tells me your voicemail is about to get a lot more interesting. If anything good rolls in, keep me posted. J-U-L-I-A-N-E.
Julian?
There's an E on it. It's like it reads as Julianne. See, I was like Julian with an E. But is it Julianne?
Maybe it's Julian.
Juliane? Juliane.
What a name.
Is he talking about this number right here?
864-241-4318. Yeah. I'm a moron. I mean, it is Julianne. Jesus.
Dummy.
I thought Julianne had two L's in it.
You stupid ass hill.
I am a dumb ass H.
You dumb bastard.
Huh. Well, anyway, Julian, we'll call you Jay. Jay, that's awesome. Thank you. I wish more people would do that. We had that trend where we were getting girls when, dorks and ugly dudes were coming up to them when they asked for their number. They would give the FOF line number out, and that was fun to listen to.
It's kind of ran its course, so we appreciate the spread.
Well, also, though, it was making dudes say, hey, you gave me your phone number. It didn't work. Hmm. You gave me the wrong number. It was like that. You need to just tell them you're not interested instead of giving that.
You know who else don't figure it out is car salespeople who call it. Like, hey, we got you a deal on so-and-so. Come on in and see us. I'm like, hello. You know,
that's
it's
brilliant.
Somebody pawned you off. Do you not realize that after three or four calls?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get those in there from time to time. That's hey, Brad, got that deal on that new Yukon, man. You want to come on here and see old Slick Dicky or whatever, you know, because, you know, some car salesmen have their own, like, little gimmicks.
They do free lube jobs on your car.
Come check us out, man. Hey, I got you some financing on that car. It's only going to cost you $9,000 a month. Come on in.
That's smart.
This double, come see Double Click. They call me Double Click. That's what I gave you.
Come on. Okay, here's another email. Subject line, Hickey Freakout. Come on. It's a hickey, not a tattoo of Satan. Let the kid have a little. We all survived high school, love bites. If that's the worst thing he's doing, you should count your blessings. But something tells me here soon that a hickey is going to be the last of your worries. He's working his way up to the big leagues, if you know what I mean. And that comes from Melly Melissa. Melly Melissa, what is the, in Spartanburg.
Is the big leagues this right here?
I don't know anymore. I don't know that that's even a thing. I don't know. At least.
What is she saying? Because they went on a field trip. And how old is that kid again?
I don't remember.
Was it 12? Yeah, I want to say 12, maybe, right? Certain things you move on from, right? Like, this is not an adult move that you do.
Oh, that's just something. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this thing, like, okay, so you're not doing it for you then. Like,
never.
At a certain age, you're doing this for you.
Now, this right here, I like doing that, but I know that it's also pleasing to her.
I don't mind that.
But this right here, I mean, it's going to end up giving me carpal tunnel.
And women of a certain age, like, you know, 25 and up, are starting to realize that there's a certain type of, you know, a certain crowd of men, certain age of men who like to do certain things.
Like what?
Like what he's talking about.
Well, all men should do that. Well,
yeah, you know, the younger ones aren't really into it as much for whatever reason.
Seems like they're more into the other.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, no, you catch that part, I'll catch the front.
You're on your own with that. You be by yourself.
This email. Like,
when you're doing this, you're getting acquainted with, you know, things, but as you get older.
How do you pose that question to have somebody do that?
That's the thing. Like, you being a woman, you don't want anybody to ask. Just take the initiative and do it.
And push my head down? No.
No, we're on two different wavelengths. Nope. We were
not to that.
Playing the role of aggressive men.
Oh, my God.
You were back at the movie. Playing a whore again.
No, never.
Pushing her head down. Did you hear
never
that?
Never was a whore. Ask
you got to push
first.
Your head down for this. What are you getting? Your nose?
What you trying to get into?
You said that the other side. That's where I was shocked. Where you never.
I meant the backside.
I'm going. You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
It's chaos.
I'm talking about somebody coming up to you like,
I know,
hey.
I know. How do you ask that question?
Like your neighbor did you.
Oh. Yeah, just in the parking lot, oh, unsolicited, on a sunny afternoon.
Oh, my God. No, it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Hey, it wasn't the golden hour. You're wrong. Here's another one. Icky's just a symptom. Everybody's missing the point here. The real issue is whether the kid understands boundaries, respect, and responsibility in relationships. That's where the conversation should go before you, because you know more is about to happen soon. He might get, God, y'all are weird. He might get a hickey someplace that you can't see, if you catch my drift.
Oh, my God.
It comes
gosh.
From P1 Gooner Sooner. I love that.
What
man.
A name.
I love that.
So, why do you think he waited so late in the day to ask you? Like, you wanted something to save her, I guess?
I don't know. He would just walk past me and just said, hey.
He said, hey, Pace. Let me get that.
Is that, do an impression of the guy's voice. Right. Oh, don't say his name, but how would he sound?
How would he sound, yeah.
I can't. He's a young guy. He's like in his
Hi, young guy.
Well, you do the hung guy voice. Can you do a young hung guy voice?
Was he hung?
I don't know.
Did he walk like he was? Like, if he's got a limp, then he probably is.
It's like, hey, I always liked you. I can't.
Hey, I always liked you.
Yeah.
Now, he made him sound like a grandpa.
You thought he was just issuing the peace symbol. Yeah. But then when the tongue came out, you're like, oh, no.
Mm. He's like, what's up, Ma? Come here. Hey, look at this.
It was kind of creepy.
They call you Boo?
Hey, Boo. No, it was kind of creepy. And I just said, my boyfriend is sitting inside. Thank you, but no thank you.
Oh, I know he runs on batteries, don't he? Do we? I'm trying to base this on where you live. I'm trying
Paige,
to
get a voice. Paige, that's Michael Jordan's silhouette standing at the window seat. I've seen Home Alone.
You can't fool me. Let me get that thing.
I've been casing your house 3 months. Ain't no man been in here.
True that.
They call me the utility knife woman because I cut more carpet than anybody I know.
We know you're lonely.
He's going to hear this and say, was listening to your show today, Paige. 8 years, huh? 8 years, huh? Yeah. You ain't going to make it 9, are you?
Uh-huh.
Let old Slick get up all in there.
No. Old Slick. Old Slick. I heard your show this morning, woman. And let me tell you, my jaw is ready to go.
Oh, my God.
I put gauges on the side of my face. You see how fast that thing works.
I feel like I have the permagrin like a Mr. Yuck right now.
I'm like a damn potato head. You squeeze my ears, that tongue gonna work a lot quicker. You know. La, 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 la.
I can't. Ooh. I just can't.
You rated T for teens.
That is also because my nickname is Potato Head.
Take that head.
You took the creepy out of that.
Oh, because of the mustache?
Because he looks like the girl from The Last of Us.
I'd like to read you another email.
Oh, I wish you'd wait.
Please, please.
Would you like me to wait?
We'll take a quick break.
Okay, we take a quick break. When we come back, the P1 names just keep getting better. They really do. And this guy right here uses different ones. So I think he realizes now if I use a funny P1 name, they'll read the email. So P1 Carl Chinslow, you're absolutely right. Your email will be read right after this. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Can I get that gospel group again?
Yes, sir, you can.
I think rather than...
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you more.
Well, maybe you can.
Maybe. I could reenact.
Oh, I got you right here. I'm kidding with you.
864-241-4318.
Yeah.
God, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'll even throw you one of these free on the back end if you want.
You stupid bitch.
Oh, you usually charge for those.
I know. While we're giving out free ones.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sop you up.
Can I ask for what you're going to have for Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, you know what I am going to have?
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
No, that's not the one I was looking for.
Oh, Thanksgiving dinner, you said. Okay.
Yeah. What we're going to have for Thanksgiving dinner?
It was probably this one right here.
I'm going to pump you good.
No, that's Bob Barker. Wow. That's Bob Barker. I was Hulk Hogan. All right, you don't have to. It's fine.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Let me read this email. It says called Shut Up Already. Let me start with that. Let's start with this one. It says Shut Up Already. Dear Rise Guys, this is not for all of you. This is for one of you. I tried to call the FOF line to complain, but of course it was busy, probably because everyone else was calling to say the same damn thing. So here I am writing an email because somebody's got to say it. Matt Mann, shut the hell up. Fat Boy said he had 8 FOF calls lined up today. This guy sent this Friday. 8. And what'd you do? He went off telling some long-ass story about your childhood vacation like anybody asked for it. This is not story time with Matt Mann. It's the FOF line. You even said you were going to talk less this week so Fat Boy could play them all. And then you talked more. I'm not speaking for everybody. But I tune in for the calls, not a travel documentary about 1993 Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
You're stepping all over the best parts of the week for me, and it's kind of getting old. Let the FOFs play, react, and then move on. It's pretty simple. Please, for the love of all things radio, stop talking so much during the FOF line. I still love the show, but I'm seriously annoyed.
Wow.
It's unsigned, pussy. Nah, it's fine. I get it. I mean, I get it. I take it to, I don't take it to heart. I understand, you know, I do.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you. That'd be like telling a ditch digger, you dug this ditch too fast.
I don't think that's.
Is that the same thing?
I think they just use excavators now.
Do they really?
I don't think they real ditch dig anymore.
Son of a bitch.
Gotcha. I don't think they really do it the old fashioned way.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got.
Like, how do you get gullies now? Do they still dig gullies?
Yeah.
What's a gully?
You got gullies? You got gully washers?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what a gully is.
Your mom never said to you, you could be face down in the ditch somewhere and I wouldn't know where
you're
going.
That's also a gully.
Okay.
It's the equivalent of buggy and shopping cart.
Gully.
Gully. Okay. Yeah, like a gully washer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not the drink gully washers. But
that's a belly washer.
No.
You stupid.
Bastard.
All right, I'm going to read you another one, since that one went off well.
You got to say, you got to talk, though. You got to.
Well, I mean, I tend to go off on tangents. I do admit that. I really do.
But.
Come on, this is where y'all say, no, you don't, really.
I mean, you do, but. That's
part
good,
of my
right?
charm.
Yeah. Like, it don't mean it's going to stop. Like, if you realize it, then, like, a lot of people think acknowledging the issue is all you have to do.
Yeah.
But this ain't an issue. You're doing your job. Plus, there's more we play for the next week. Maybe we get to him eventually.
Well, you're only saying that because you don't have to do as much. P1 Carl Chinslow wrote this email. Blasting your husband in an email to a radio show, that's your move? You basically dragged your marriage out into the street and handed out popcorn to us. If anybody was still on your side, you lost them with that stunt you rhymes with. I don't know how you could be so stupid, but I did enjoy listening to it. P1 Carl Chinslow.
Okay.
He's talking about the guy who called in and said his wife was attractive.
Anonymously, by
anonymously.
The way.
She then wrote 2 separate emails to us. One was to him that she was saying, I knew that was you and blah, blah, blah. And then she wrote one to us, too.
Wow.
I mean, do you expect her to just sit there and act like, okay, one ear and out the other?
She's got to defend herself, right? Or at least, you know, explain.
Like a duck's crack or whatever they say?
Water in a duck's crack.
Water in a duck's crack, Paige.
People change.
Yeah. Seasons change.
For the better and for the worse.
God, do you think anybody could say anything and you could find 5 people that would agree with that person? Like, it don't exist. It could be anything. People love to argue. Or be devil's advocate or contrarian. They just love doing it. Like, whoever thought that woman would catch hell for defending herself about being ugly?
Well, look at Pamela Anderson. She just wants to be herself and not wear makeup.
Well, I think she looks great now. Have you seen her?
She looks like...
I think most women look better with not as much makeup.
That haircut where she cut her front hairs, though? Straight across, like 3
But some
stages?
Of it looks like it's artful. I mean, it's beautiful. It's magnificent. When they do the airbrushing and all that stuff.
What, on their makeup?
Yeah.
That is pretty.
It's pretty.
I mean, if you're like Alicia Keys, you got to keep making a big point of it. Like, we know you don't wear makeup. Like,
but it's more important to have good skincare. I agree with Pamela Anderson on that.
Yeah, plus when you get to a certain age, you're not supposed to look 30 years younger.
And Botox doesn't last forever, and it What's if you weird have too much, it starts it. To
like, you know, the place where you ridges. Go get rejuvenated for women, you know, yeah. like they give you the tighten up everything, the get rid of the labia mm-hmm. puff, whatnot. You, like, what if you walked in there, you're like 90 years old? Are they still going to take your money?
I imagine they
if
would,
you
right?
Survive the anesthesia or whatever, oh, if they man. Put you under.
Oh. I'm 90, but I got the vagina of a 23 year old. I know you don't. There ain't you no are. Way.
At that point, I wouldn't bother because, you know, the desire may not be there.
Yeah, at that age, you don't want to hook up, right? You're just like, it would literally hurt
yeah.
to get banged.
Yeah, but so now they're saying like menopause causes women to be hornier.
It's not equal because our sex drive increases as we get older.
I know, and y'all live
but,
longer.
But the men, after what, 12? It, no, I'm just kidding.
What? Wow.
Midnight,
after,
maybe.
After puberty, you kind of topple off.
You know? 40 is where you start, the testosterone drops off, like dramatically. Then you think about, you know, hormone replacement. But if you do it, you have to be on it for life.
Low T.
Yeah, that's when you start getting the low T talks in the 40s, early 40s.
I mean, I would hate to have that happen. I still go like a racehorse.
Well, like, what does that mean? What does low T mean? The drive?
Low testosterone.
I know, well, like, yeah. I know what it means, but does that mean you don't have the drive?
It means like you don't care about it at all. Like yeah. you can't, the blood doesn't pump there anymore.
You can't get it erect.
I don't think that's it.
Shout out to Gosling.
Like, I don't know if it's want to, desire, or.
Well, you know like what? You just, I have an application here on my telephone.
Why don't we have a damn doctor like we've asked for years?
Because, you know why? Because a lot of the doctors that we knew got swallowed up by big companies.
And more yeah. I've learned that men are infertile, which is strange.
God, I wish I was. I might be. I hope I am. See, when people say the rise guys get whatever they want, no, we don't, because we would have a doctor. So
we have doctors, but not ones that can come on the radio.
Yeah.
Like
resident physician.
One that I can call up and say, hey, let's be real about it. Let's use real words like balls, wiener.
Yeah.
Butt.
Ding-a-ling.
Intergluteal cleft.
Okay, so that's the condition where the body produces less of the male sex hormone, testosterone, than it should. So if you got on... But, like, so that's where I'm kind of dumb to it. I mean, very dumb to
dumbass.
It.
Dumbass.
So, if you take steroids, it'll make your balls shrink. But then, if you don't make enough of it, you can't get...
you can't get erect.
Boners?
I think that depends. I had a buddy that only did a couple cycles.
Did you get the acne on the back? Backne?
Very mild, but his nuts were the same.
Really? You looked?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah.
He was showing them off to everybody.
He's like, look at these boys.
He got ripped up, too. Yeah, I mean, it was worth it. Wow. I can't tell you not to do it because it worked for him.
Yeah.
He was on the CCs,
yeah,
like the needle.
Yeah, but the bad part about that is it can be cancerous.
I mean, you know what can't not be now?
I know.
I swear.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about naked, ripped up dudes on the juice.
All right, I like that.
Make it gross now.
And you in here talking about cancers.
Well, I'm just saying, be careful.
That's got to be the last email, too.
Why? We're out of time?
Yeah. Damn it. This clock, man, you can't. I hate when the clock goes too fast when we're doing, like, good stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
There's umpteen more good ones to do. Maybe we'll just grab a couple of these and just read them tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be good because, you know, I hate to see them fall by the wayside.
Yeah, I know.
Especially if I click and print some stuff.
And they're that's what it is, isn't it? But just look at it this way. Tomorrow's show is kind of already planned. And we got a Truth and Consequences tomorrow, too.
No,
which
we do.
Is not.
So I hope it's a barn burner because it seems like it might be. Or, I don't want to burn your barn down. Something that's good.
Give a glimpse of that, if you could.
This guy.
I want to watch Paige's face.
This guy wants a pool. His wife doesn't want the type of pool he wants.
Pool, as in swimming.
Yeah. Like, he wants a specific pool.
Underground.
Nope.
Infinity?
Nope. Ooh. If it is, something's wrong with it. We're talking about a good old-fashioned above-ground pool. Look at her face. Oh, I know. It's going to be
That's
good.
That's what I had.
I'm not talking about the one you buy for $50 now, and it's like a big
That's
like
what
fat
I was thinking.
Wrestling.
That things have folded.
He's dropping big money on a pool.
Man.
He's building a deck.
And this is what he wants. He's got a whole plan for
it. Yeah, and plus my parents had to put a fence around the backyard because the whole thing about...
Well, that's...
If legal. A homeless person wandered in the backyard and drowned in our pool, that we could be held.
We're going to take a swim real quick.
That's just where law is stupid. Really, I mean, it's just stupid.
Rob, can we fight that if we don't want a fence around the pool?
Let's take to the streets. Above ground pools, no. You have to walk out on the sun deck to even get in the water.
God, they're going to have it now where you have to have a fence around the pool, like a trampoline. They got that fence around it.
Like it's a steel cage match.
I think Rob could fight that too.
Yeah, I'm ready to fight. Let's go. Let's do it. I don't say let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I say come go with us. Paige?
Yeah.
What's up in that plex of yours?
We're going to talk about what Justin Bieber's rep said about the whole Diddy thing next.
Bieber.
Yeah.
It's kind of surprised me if it's what I think it is. But it could be something else.
We don't need to know all the answers. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, maybe he makes a statement, moves on from it, but I mean, that stuff ain't easy to.
The stuff I read about, like, her testimony, people are saying this ain't as open and shut as people think it might be. There might have been some holes in her testimony. People, mainly jurors.
Who's her?
Cassie, the his girlfriend.
I don't know how he has any kind of leg to stand on, even after that hotel surveillance video came out.
I don't
either. Literally beating her and dragging her by her hair.
There's footage of that. How could you deny that?
I know.
Yeah. They're kind of painting the picture of, well, look, she was involved in more than one activity, like on numerous occasions, that they're saying she willingly came back to do. So I don't know. Again, there's no cameras allowed, so you have to base this off of testimony that I'm not reading. I'm just hearing on the news.
Yeah.
Because I can't read.
Hey, he's illiterate.
I can't read that much at once.
He's licensed to ill.
Me and Joe Jackson both can't read. I have Fantasia, too, from American Idol. Can't read. Many others.
Shoes Joe Jackson was not illiterate. He just couldn't spell. All right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.